poll, voters virtually split on if Donald Trump got a fair trial in New York. By Hannah Knudsen on June 11, 2024. Voters are virtually split on if former President Donald Trump got a fair trial in New York. The latest survey from The Economist/YouGov found. The survey, taken after the news of the jury's guilty verdict, asked respondents, do you think Donald Trump was able to get a fair trial in New York? Overall, less than half, 45%, said they believe Trump was able to get a fair trial. However, 43% said he was not able to, a difference of 2 percentage points. That is well within the survey's plus or minus 3.1% margin of error, meaning respondents across the board are virtually split. The difference shrinks to 1% among registered voters. Specifically, as 47% said they believe Trump was able to get a fair trial in New York, compared to 46% who said he was not. Related, mainstream media hypes calling Trump a convicted felon. Most Republicans, 85%, said Trump was not able to get a fair trial in the Democrat jurisdiction. And a plurality of independents, 41%, agreed. However, 85% of Democrats and 39% of independents believe he was able to receive a fair trial in New York. The survey found that less than half, 46%, believe the trial was conducted fairly, and most, 67%, believe Trump either definitely or probably will not serve time in prison. Further, the survey found that, despite varying opinions on the trial itself, most registered voters, 92%, said the conviction did not cause them to reconsider their vote in the 2024 presidential election. The survey was taken June 2 to 4, 2024, among 1,744 U.S. adult citizens. Trump has made it clear that he will fight back, adding that the real verdict is going to be November 5 by the people. Related, UFC hearts Trump. UFC crowds and fighters cheer Trump after conviction. This was done by the Biden administration in order to hurt an opponent, a political opponent, and I think it's just a disgrace, Trump said, adding, this was a rigged decision right from day one, with a conflicted judge who should have never been allowed to try this case, never. We'll keep fighting. We'll fight till the end, and we'll win because our country's gone to hell, he continued. We're a nation in decline, serious decline, Trump added. Millions and millions of people pouring into our country right now from prisons and from mental institutions. Terrorists, and they're taking over our country. We have a country that's in big trouble. According to reports, Trump's campaign in the Republican National Committee, RNC, raised $141 million in May, even after a Manhattan jury convicted Trump.